There have been two more COVID-19 deaths in Nassau County. WCBS's Sophia Hall says Nassau now has 3,900 cases of the virus.
We've been hearing a lot about the critical need for ventilators. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says
the county has purchased 100 new ventilators on an emergency basis. And we're coordinating with the state for a temporary medical facility at SUNY Old Westbury.
And there are still many questions about who can get tested for the virus. She says although there are many more places, including doctor's offices, that have the tests,
but there are still protocols for who gets tested, and the criteria actually has not changed. Fever, shortness of breath, cough, aches and pains. And of course, if you've had a potential exposure.
And the question about whether schools will reopen next week keeps coming up.
So I've asked the governor, and while nothing official has been announced, I believe it is unlikely schools will reopen on April 1st. Since the governor has predicted we will reach the apex of this crisis in 2 to 3 weeks, and April 1st is only 1 week away.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.